StormLakeRadio.com, Ryan Thompson, a get-together with Ridgeview girls basketball coach Brian Bodie. And Brian, you were on the sideline leading the team a season ago in what you thought might be a fill-in basis, but now the job has been made permanent. What does that mean for you and the program, knowing now that you are the man in charge?
Yeah, definitely being year two gives us that just more chemistry as a team. You know, last year you're kind of in the between person there. You never know really the kind of systems that you want to continue to run. You'd like to run your own things, but you also want to stick with what the girls have been doing. So now being in year two and having it kind of be me under the reins, I can kind of run things how I'd like them to be run. And offensively, defensive philosophies, we can do what I'd like to do. And I think just being able to be there a second year gives the girls that comfort level that they know kind of what our expectations are as a program. So that's kind of the nice part of being here and knowing it's a permanent role now.
What would you hope will define Ridgeview girls basketball here in the 2016-17 campaign?
You know, overall, I think we're young as far as a team level, but I think our expertise and our experience and our knowledge just playing basketball is very strong. We've got a lot of girls that enjoy playing basketball, and they just want to put the time in to receive those benefits of putting that time in. So a staple for us is really just every night we want people to walk away and know that they were in a fight and a battle, because we want to push teams into things that they're not comfortable with, and we want to make things easy for us by, you know, whether that be getting out in transition or causing pressure turnovers and making easy layups the other way. So I think just overall, you know, growing as a team is something we need to continue to do, you know, especially with our youth. But as the year goes on, I think we'll really we'll develop and become a very strong team in the Western Valley Conference in Northwest Iowa.
You graduated a few players last year, but at the same time, you bring back quite a few that saw floor time a season ago. So going down the list from the upper class on down, who is going to be seeing time for you playing this year for Ridgeview girls hoops?
You know, it's this jamboree was any showing of what we're going to do. We're going to play a lot of girls. We've got our lone senior, Harley Wagner, who's going to be our strong core. She's going to have to lead us on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively, rebounding and easy layups down low. Then we're going to move to our juniors. It's going to be Beth Pinky, this is her third year starting, so she's got a lot of experience, and she's a great person to being aggressive and attacking the rim. And then Aaron Johnson and Paige Todd are going to fill in there as additional roles as a wing, and Paige is going to kind of play that intermediate role there. She's kind of a wing slash post player, but she's aggressive and can rebound. And then we've got a very strong sophomore class, Kenzie Dutler, Kara Richard, Gracie Chance, Emerson Else, Maddie Else, Rachel Kenny. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody, but I think those girls are going to be very strong parts of our core. Kennedy Mason, I forgot her. She played a little bit tonight. So I think just being able to play multiple girls and being able to use that depth to our advantage, and then hopefully we have a couple freshmen step up this year that add to our team when Caitlin Weiss, Hannah Blackmore, and Kenzie Wenschel can kind of give us a little bit more depth. We can kind of play around that 9 and 10 range girls. I think that'll definitely be a strength of ours.
Elaborating further on the Jamboree matchup, which you had against the South Central Calhoun, if that's any indication, you're going to battle this year as you played to a 28-all tie against one of the teams that figures to be up there in the Twin Lakes Conference this year. How'd you feel about it? How it went?
You know, I thought it went really well, especially towards the end there. The first quarter, you know, I think just a lot of nerves been shaken off there and breaking the rust off them. But, you know, I thought our aggressiveness was great. Our transition was really well. We got out. We missed a couple bunnies, though, and we just weren't able to finish down there in the post and traffic. We got to make sure that we, understand there's going to be contact. We got to finish through contact and not let that be something that's going to prevent us from making those shots down there. Second half, though, I thought the girls showed a lot of heart and battled back there. Actually took the lead there up until there was 1.1 seconds left there. You know, understand it's just a half of basketball, but I thought the girls gave it everything they had. You know, we came out with a mindset that we were going to play man-to-man, and that's what we stayed through true to the whole game, and the girls bought into it, and that's kind of been our staple all year is believe or leave, and they definitely are believing, and I think this team can do great things with the work they keep putting in the way they've been doing.
Let's get your thoughts on the Western Valley Conference. Kingsley Pearson, a state team from last year, they returned some talent. How would you break that down, and where would you like to think you can end up?
After tonight, I think, every night we play a game is going to be a battle, and we have to understand that. But the Western Valley Conference is very strong, as you've seen in the past years. Many teams are playing for chances to go to state. And Kingsley Pearson's going to be one of those teams that's got experience. They're going to lose a couple seniors, but they're going to have some strong returners as far as some post players and some guard play. But I think Westwood down in Sloan is going to be one of the stronger teams. They're going to have a lot returning. Coach Johnson does a great job with those girls. This will be his third year, I believe, down there, and he's just getting better and better every year. Woodbury Central is going to have a strong class coming in. They're always tough. Lawton Bronson, just the name itself tells you that they're going to be competitive and they're going to go off of tradition. OABCIG is going to be better than they were last year. I just really think the conference will be tough all the way through. I would really like to see us, play in that top three. I think if we play the way we're capable of every night, we give ourselves a chance to be in that top three. And if we surprise a team here and there, maybe we end up in that top two spot. But top three is kind of our goal as a team right now, and we'll kind of adjust our goals as we go through the year.
Ridgeview teams will be opening at home in Shaler on Monday, November 28th, taking on Alt Aurelia, and we'll be there to broadcast those games on Storm Lake Radio. Ridgeview girls coach Brian Bodie, thanks for taking time with us, Brian, and I look forward to seeing you all season long. All the best.
Super. We appreciate all the coverage. Thanks a lot, Ryan.